250 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. Lovely Brahms waltz here on KPR for four hands, two pianos, a piano duo. Hi there. I am Destiny, your host here in Lawrence, Kansas, and I am so glad you're with me this morning. This has inspired me to let you know about a local concert for Lawrence folks coming up this Sunday at 9:30 a.m. The non-piano duo. They've got romantic piano music for four hands. And I love that there's a concert at 9:30 a.m. I don't know if I could actually play my instrument that early. I can play the radio, but I don't think I'd survive. So good for them. It's at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Lawrence on 1263 North 1100 Road. Paths of Collaboration. I love supporting local musicians. So get out there and see it this Sunday, 9:30 a.m. Holy moly. All right, this hour, some fun music. At the bottom of the hour, Copland's Red Pony Suite, one of my all-time favorites. And I thought something that might follow it, or precede it, rather, perfectly, would be Dvorak's Quartet No. 12, The American, and another fun concert to tell you about. But we'll listen to the music first. This is the Takash Quartet, now on KPR. Oh, I gotta go home and practice here on KPR. Dvorak's Quartet No. 12, the famous American string quartet. The Takash Quartet was performing. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me. It's about 10:32, and I've got Copland's The Red Pony Suite coming up. And if you would like to hear yours truly play that in person, not on the radio, but actually on my violin, you can. There's two chances. Do you guys remember my fun French friend Véronique of Navo when she came in and visited in studio? They've got a concert Saturday night in Overland Park, Kansas, where I'll be playing that with them. And then again on Sunday at 3, I've got a concert where I'll be playing this too at Pine Ridge Presbyterian. So if you just Google my name, you'll figure it out. It's not too hard to find out. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, and support for classical music on KPR comes from KU's Natural History Museum, hosting the 5th Annual Celebration of Women in Science, featuring hands-on experiments with scientists, Saturday, March 28th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. More at biodiversity.ku.edu. And now, Copland's The Red Pony Suite. I've got John Williams and the Boston Pops Orchestra. It'll be a fun one, now on KPR. John Williams and the Boston Pops here on KPR playing Copland's The Red Pony Suite. Yeehaw, what a way to close out this hour. Don't you go anywhere next hour. I've got Irish music, and I'm actually opening the hour with something that will tell your fortune. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Working with Dreams. Andrew Sherwood, PhD, Jungian analyst, assisting those undertaking the path of individuation through dream interpretation and the analytical psychology of Carl Jung. More at workingwithdreams.com. And, of course, the University of Kansas, Creating Options Outcomes and Opportunities, Kansas and the World, information about KU programs and research at ku.edu. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting historian and author Rick Atkinson at the Dole Lecture, April 13th, 7 p.m. at the Lead Center of Kansas. Tickets required. More at doleinstitute.org. 72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. It truly does help us out. It's 11:01, NPR News up next, and then more music on Kansas Public Radio.
It's a renter's market in a lot of these places, so use that to your advantage and negotiate whenever possible.
The national median rent for a two-bedroom in February was $1,850.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Oh, Victor Herbert, a little snippet of the fortune teller for you here on KPR. That ended a little more abruptly than I was hoping, but it's a good reminder that maybe life ends more abruptly than we're expecting. Wow! So let's not take anything for granted. There's your fortune from Victor Herbert. Don't take anything for granted. Especially great classical music here on Kansas Public Radio on this St. Patrick's Day. I am Destiny, and I've got some Irish music coming up for you at around 11:37, maybe by a composer that you didn't know wrote a bunch of Irish tunes, Arnold Bax. That'll be a fun listen. Speaking of life, what a perfect segue into Smetana's String Quartet No. 1, From My Life. It's very dramatic. There is a really fun polka movement, the second movement. I happen to love quite a bit. I think you'll enjoy that. That's why I was inspired by polka today. So let's dive right into it. The Indolin String Quartet playing Smetana's String Quartet No. 1, From My Life, on KPR. Smetana's From My Life here on Kansas Public Radio, the Indolin String Quartet. That's great music. Smetana actually was a composer similar to Beethoven who went deaf, and one of the notes, the key that this is in, is actually the ringing that he heard in his ears. Ay, ay, ay. It's terrible, but the music's beautiful, and it ended really happily, which is nice. St. Patrick's Day is fun, and I've got some fun St. Patty's Day music coming up right now, well, almost, for you on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, and it looks like Jeff does, too. Jeff Scott, Malcolm Arnold's Irish Dances next hour, and music from one of Ireland's great composers, Charles Stanford. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the KU School of Music's Midwestern Music Camp, offering learning opportunities for middle and high school-aged musicians, June 7th through 11th and 14th through 18th. Registration details at music.ku.edu/mmc. And we've got a community spotlight this month. It is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, offering supervised visitation and safe custody exchanges through the Child Exchange and Visitation Center. Details at casalvks.org. All right, Arnold Bax wrote three pieces for small orchestra. That's the title. Evening Piece, Irish Landscape, and Dance in Perfect. Perfect for St. Paddy's Day. I've got the English Chamber Orchestra with Jeffrey Tate conducting. It's right now on KPR. Arnold Bax, three pieces for small orchestra, evening piece, Irish Landscape, and Dancin' with the English Chamber Orchestra and Jeffrey Tate. here on Kansas Public Radio for you on this St. Patrick's Day. We are in the 30s now. Spring is just around the corner. Do you think I should play one of my favorite little spring jigs to welcome in spring? Maybe I will. Okay, here we go. That's right, winter is definitely over now because I played that. Only spring weather from here on out. Ah, this afternoon, Jeff is in, and we are right around that time. He's going to be playing on KPR some Malcolm Arnold Irish dances and music from one of Ireland's great composers, Charles Stanford, 12 to 3. Jeff Watson always has fun picks for you. Hope you're all having a lucky St. Patrick's Day, and you'll find a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow somewhere. Wouldn't that be nice? Well, your music's a pot of gold here on KPR.
This Ramadan, New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani has put a bright spotlight on the Muslim holy month, but his effort has faced a growing backlash from the far right.
For nearly as long as there has been a New York City, there have been Muslim New Yorkers. And yet for nearly just as long, those with power and platform have sought to dehumanize us.
I'm Elsa Chang. That story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you weekdays on KPR from 3 to 7 with Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole Fellow Chendrim Gashi welcomes Poland's ambassador to the United States, Bogdan Klich, March 31st at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. You have been listening to Kansas Public Radio. I'm Destiny. Thank you so much for being here with me this morning. Although it is now officially the afternoon, NPR News up next, then more music on KPR.
Juliana Stratton. In the blue state of Illinois, the winner of the Democratic primary often soars to victory in November's general election.
That's Mariah Wolfel reporting. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from United States Postal Service. Dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. We just heard from violinist Isaac Stern, who in that recording served also as the conductor of the Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra, and a little tune by composer Fritz Kreisler called Viennese Caprice, here on Kansas Public Radio. More classical music for a Tuesday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have joined you. And coming up, we've got pianist Christian Zacharias and the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra, with a famous keyboard and orchestral work from Robert Schumann, Introduction and Allegro, Appassionato. That's coming up. Also, plenty for your St. Patrick's Day afternoon. We've got music from one of Ireland's great composers, Charles Villiers Stanford, and a piano trio of his. Right now, Andrew Penny and the Queensland Symphony Orchestra are ready to take it away with Malcolm Arnold's 4 Irish Dances for you next on Kansas Public Radio. The Queensland Symphony Orchestra. Conductor Andrew Penny and music by Malcolm Arnold is for Irish Dances here on Kansas Public Radio during our St. Patrick's Day afternoon. Classical music continues on with the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra and pianist Christian Zacharias. Joining us in the second half of the hour later for Introduction and Allegro Appassionato, music by Robert Schumann, still to come. here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting The Cottage, a romantic farce with mistaken identities, secrets, and nonstop hilarity. Played March 13th through the 15th and 19th through the 22nd. Information at theodorelawrence.com. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, serving children and families through the CASA program, where trained volunteers advocate for abused and neglected children in court. Details at casalvks.org. From some Irish music now to music composed by one of Ireland's great composers, Charles Villiers Stanford. Composer of the mid-18th century, one of the founders of England's Royal College of Music. A man whose work had a great influence on many early 20th century English composers. From Stanford, we've got the Gould Piano Trio here to perform Piano Trio No. 3 on KPR. The Gould Piano Trio, with a piano trio, namely the third, from the Irish composer Charles Villiers Stanford of the mid-19th century, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:42 now. Stay tuned for NPR News at the top of the hour, plus more classical music until 3 p.m. We're live, we're local, KPR's 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Online as well at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for being with us here on this St. Patrick's Day afternoon. Coming up this Friday night, KPR is holding its next virtual Cinema Go-Go with another pair of awesome monster movies. We hope you'll join us for a free online screening of the classic The Mummy's Hand, plus from 1962, Hand of Death, hands down one of our best double features. The admission is free, but you'll need to register for your ticket. Available at kansaspublicradio.org. On the KU campus, it's 31 degrees. Today we're warming up to about the mid-40s. A bit breezy at times. Tonight, cloudy skies, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow's a sunny day with temperatures near 70. We're ready to bring you now the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra for a creation by Robert Schumann, a piano and orchestral work from 1849. As ever, when Robert Schumann wrote this, he wrote it intended for his wife, Clara Schumann, who gave the first public performance in 1850. They call this Introduction and Allegro Appassionato. We'll hear the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra with conductor and pianist Christian Zacharias on KPR. Introduction and Allegro Appassionato. Music written in 1849 for piano and orchestra by Robert Schumann, played here by the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra with conductor and pianist Christian Zacharias on KPR. Just about 1 p.m. now, and just around the corner is NPR News, followed by the next hour of music, which will bring us a bit of Mozart's chamber music, plus the Second Symphony of Samuel Barber. Quite a bit more still to enjoy here on KPR. Hope you can stay with us a bit while longer. You're listening to KPR.
KPR's